Welcome to Business Resolutions, a weekly discussion about business in Puerto Rico with Jorge Gonzalez, attorney and management consultant.
Welcome to Business Resolutions with my guest today. I have two, Josefina Gonzalez and Gloria Gonzalez from Letran Joyeros. How are you, Josefina?
Fine.
And Gloria?
How are you doing?
Very good. Okay. Very good. I came in here to Joyería Letran in Galería San Patricio the day, and I saw in action immediately, you know, why they're successful. Gloria was talking to a client and some product that was being sold and explaining how, because that person was not going to be in Puerto Rico, that she would take the piece of jewelry to her mother's, the client's mother's home, that day of the birthday, and on behalf of the friend and daughter would be delivering the piece of jewelry to the friend. So this is a very personal service, a very personal, a lot of friends over many years. That's pretty clear, right, Gloria?
Yeah, many of our customers, which are local people, no? We tend to get to know them for you know, all the years, you know, that being customers. And we develop a friendship with them and their clients, their friends. We go out to have dinner. Even we go to trips with some of them. And we have a nice time with them.
You kind of know what they like when they walk in. Or they surprise you a lot?
Well, we know really their taste, you
right,
know.
Right.
We tend to know what they liked, and we call them, tell them, this has come new. You have to come to see it because it looks like you, you know. You have to buy it. When you see it, you're going to buy it because it's you, you know. It's your personality.
And about what percentage, Gloria, of the clients are that kind of client, you know, really part of the family, come consistently to you versus the ones that walk in the door that you've never seen?
Well, I would say that, you know, today we have like more than half of our customers are really persons that come here, they buy, but we talk about anything that is going on on Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm.
We go to lunch in front or to other restaurants near here. So like half of the persons are friends and customers, and some other people were that just the walk-ins that come, you know, and as they this is a store that really usually they come once. Sometimes they come recommended from somebody else, but they tend to come again.
Okay.
And, you know, they tend to come again in any season that would be Christmas or Mother's Day or an anniversary. So really, we have the customers that come all the time, but we have other people that come once and they continue on coming.
You said there was one that comes every Thursday, almost about the same hour.
Yeah, almost at the same hour, yes.
The same hour. And usually besides saying hello and usually buys
something. No, she talks about her family, all the problems that she has with the nieces, the children. We talk about the problems that we have too. So it's a
mutual psychology.
Yeah, it's mutual psychology, yes. We order a coffee and then it's like an hour and a half that we are there with them.
Fantastic.
Selling and talking, the two things really, we have a nice time.
Fantastic. But in terms of, Josefina, you were saying that in terms of a recent change, because it has been a retail jewelry store catering to people that you've known for many, many years, but you took a little bit of a different tack recently, and so you're saying that a lot more new people coming and walking the door. Tell us about that change, which a strategic decision.
Yes,
that
you it all started like 5 years ago. My oldest son Alfredo came into the business, and like 2 years ago, my daughter Carla also joined us here in the jewelry store. Mm-hmm. And you know, young people, young blood, they believe in advertising. They believe in a lot of things that
Facebook,
all of those things. Yeah. You know that we really weren't too much into that. And, you know, new blood brings new things and new ways of selling. So we're making really nice advertising. We have a lot of fans in Facebook. They do enjoy that a lot. And it has been really nice. We have met a lot of new people, younger people. that my son and my daughter are taking care of them. So, you know, it's we have all ages here, mm-hmm. and for all customers and all tastes, because now we have two young people in the business also. So it has been, you know, with this advertising, it's a really nice way to get people that don't know us, have heard about Letran Joyeros. You know, it has been a jewelry store since 1963. But, you know, some people just know your name and know that you are a really nice jewelry store, but they have never come. So we're getting these people that, the ones that don't know us at all, but the ones that have heard about us, but they have never decided to come to the jewelry store, and it has been really a very, very nice experience.
I think your son or your daughter, I don't know which one, was saying, mentioning that maybe about 40% for Valentine's for Christmas, about 40% were new walking in the Jenna seat, which is a really new.
It's a very nice group of people that have been coming since, I would say, last summertime and December. Now December, and for Valentine's, a very nice group of new people that, you know, it's so easy to get here to Galleria. It's, you know, we are here, we're a jewelry store. We have all type of jewelry, all type of prices. We have parking, free parking, really nice restaurants around. So it's fun to come here to Galleria San Patricio, you know. It's easy. Mm-hmm. You don't have to have the fuss of a lot of traffic or no parking. So people are trying, they're coming, and they're coming again. So it has really been nice for us, you know.
Sometimes you have to do this advertising. I think, as strange as it may sound, is that you really want new people, because sometimes what happens to a certain extent, people have a sense, well, maybe I'm not welcome there, because you do have to sort of buzz them in, etc. So you create this aura. We want new people.
Of course, we want new people. We want young people. You know, we have, like I told you, such a big variety in pieces and in taste, because what is good about us is that here we're four people, my sister, I, and my son and my daughter, and everybody buys. So everybody has a different taste. So really, if you come here, you're gonna see four different tastes of jewelry. You're gonna see
that.
When you
say everybody buys, all four of you go out and buy the kind of jewelry you think your clients are gonna like.
Okay. Whatever my son likes, he can buy. Whatever my daughter wants, she can buy. And Gloria and I, we have been together for many, many years, but we have very different.
You were about, what, 10 years old when you started with the jewelry business?
Well, not 10 years, but around
11.
Well, around 14 years old when I started going to the jewelry store. Yes, you remember, because you know us
a long time.
And I was like 14 years old, and I started as a full-time in Letran Joyeros in San Juan when I was around 18 years old. And that's it. And I'm still here.
Right. And Gloria, how old were you when you joined the group?
Around 16.
16, right.
Yeah, and then I went all the summers. I remember that I went, and all Saturdays I went also. And sometimes at Christmas time, I remember that my father went to Maria Reina and told that Sister Marie was the principal, no? He told her, can I borrow her? I know there's only 4 or 5 days more of class. I need her in the store because there's a lot of
work, a lot of business. Yeah.
And she always said, well, if it's for going to the store, okay. You have to watch that she's in the store. And I said, no, I'm going to work. I always went. And that's how we started, very young, 18. Mm-hmm. 18 at 18, I start full time.
Right.
At first, I remember I didn't like to be like a selling, because I didn't know how to sell.
Right.
So that's why I liked the thing of decorating the store, because I thought that was a way of doing something that I really liked.
Right.
Then after 1 or 2 years, I started with the people, you know.
Right. Well, making some sales.
My
recollection is the two of you from the very
beginning. Very young.
But very effective and very good at what you're doing. So we're going to take a break and be right back, and we're going to talk about some of the how the store developed, Letran, because this is you're the second generation. There's a three generations.
Yes.
So we'll talk about that. So we'll be right back after this break. I'm with Josefina and Gloria Gonzalez. of Letrán Joyeros in San Patricio, Galería San Patricio.